The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to very simply share with you some thoughts about aiming always for the best. When Jesus is speaking in the Sermon on the Mount, he has a number of things to say, but Matthew chapter 5 ends with these words: "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Well, is he giving us an impossible task? Well, on one reading of it, you could say yes, because we're all far from perfect. But what I believe is the essence behind this is desiring always to do the best. So we could illustrate this in so many ways, but let the worship in your church be the best that you can provide. As long as you're doing your best before God, that's what matters. You don't have to compare yourself with concert performances and superstars, but we do want the best in our worship. We want words to be clear. We want to think about what do the words mean that we sing? Are they froth and bubble, or do they have substance? And personally, scripture solidly there as the foundation. And in our giving, to do the best. That isn't necessarily in the amount, but it is in terms of really wanting to be generous as the people of God. What constitutes the best, as I've said, is not necessarily volume, but it's the sacrifice behind it. I think of my friend Isaac in the Congo, who can take an offering among a fairly sizable group of people and end up with perhaps less than $10. If you assess that in terms of quantity, you say that can't be very good. But actually, if you assess it in terms of the people, what they have, what resources they have, and then what they give, you would say they're very generous. We need to do our best in prayer. You know, sometimes the church prayer meeting is almost seen as a kind of a, this is for the real keen ones. It's for an exclusive group that the average member of a church, they don't have to attend the prayer meeting. They don't need it. It's not important. But actually, it's great to have the best that you can do, to really encourage and to set an example as leaders. You know, it's very undermining if you call your people to pray and then you're not there, unless, of course, there's a very good reason for that. And I'm always interested that you can go to a church and say there's 50 people, and you go to the prayer meeting and there's 20. Well, proportionately, that's not bad, because there are churches of hundreds that may only get 50 people. And therefore, although it seems a big prayer meeting compared to other churches, in actual fact, proportionately, thinking of the population, the number in the church, it's not really as good as that smaller church that I've illustrated. Doing our best. We know in terms of our publicity, we want to do our best. Again, doing our best doesn't mean that we compete with the world in the sense of the vast amount of money they may spend on advertising and illustrating. However, we do want, when people pick up a piece of Christian literature, to see that it's well done. And these days there are plenty of people in the church or in the community, if they're involved in other churches, who are able to produce things to a very high level without an exorbitant cost. Do your best. Someone once said that the sermon they preached last, they wanted to preach as if it was the last sermon they would ever preach. Now, this wasn't talking in a morbid way. It wasn't because they thought they were going to die any minute, but it was more saying, I really want to seize this opportunity to present the very best that I can. And should that be my last opportunity, well, I'd want it to be known I had shared my best. We need to do our best in our marriage and in our family life. You know, people are looking at Christians and they're looking at Christian leaders. Young people thinking about getting married, they can be quite frightened if they see their Christian seniors getting into adultery, their marriages breaking up. Now, that's not the only reason that you don't just stay together in the sense of, well, it's miserable, it's terrible, but I will stay. No, you look to God and you say, Lord, if my attitude needs to be improved, change me. If my desire needs to be improved, change me. And let it be change me. Don't change her, change him. But Lord, change me. This is very, very important. So, yes, Jesus said, be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. I believe that the inference here is this. You are required to show a righteousness that is far deeper and stronger than the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. They talked about it, but they didn't act it. Oh, they had many words, but the substance behind how they behaved was so poor. Be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Look at everything you do in your ministry, in your life, in your church. Look at everything and ask yourself the question, are we doing this as well as we can with the resources we have, with the people we have? Are we doing the best? And if you're doing your best before God, he will bless you. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.